Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. And my name is Angela. I have with me in the studio today Mr. Arnold Lakey and Danielle Sowell, who is with us today with Relay for Life. And we're talking all things relay today here in Wilkes County. So, Arnold, before the pandemic, we were going right along, and then COVID came in and kind of knocked us off track for a while. So are we back on track with Relay for Life here in Wilkes?
We're back on track.
I'm sorry. Do that again.
We're back on track.
Back on track. All right. Now, where is the Relay for Life event held, and when is it this year?
Well, the Relay for Life event will be at the Rotary Park in North Wilkesboro, and it's scheduled for June 6th or July 6th.
June 3rd.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's a Friday.
All right. So, Danielle, talk to us about Relay for Life. What is the importance of this, and how does this help folks?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you again for having us today. Relay for Life really does serve to be an opportunity for the community to just come together and rally around our cancer survivors first and foremost, but also remember those that we've lost to this disease. So again, it just kind of, we have these events across the nation, and they really look a little bit different in each community and neighborhood, but we really just strive to provide the community that opportunity to come together and celebrate our survivors, but then also remember those that have been lost.
And of course, this is a fundraising event.
Yeah, it is. And so all of the funds raised through Relay for Life support the mission of the American Cancer Society. We focus a lot of our funding on cancer research. We know cancer research has the ability to affect millions of people over the course of time through new treatments and prevention methods and things of that nature. But we also do have patient support programs and resources for those going through a diagnosis. And so the dollars that we raise through Relay for Life are helping, both future generations in addition to those that are battling now.
Danielle, if someone wanted to get more information on what you guys do through Relay as far as your mission and how the funds are spread around to help folks, is there a website or Facebook, or how would they get more information on that?
We have both. So our website is pretty easy to remember. You can also Google us and we'll come up that way, but it's www.relayforlife, and that's FOR.org/WilkesNC. So again, Googling Relay for Life of Wilkes County would come up as well. And then we do have a Facebook page that's Relay for Life Wilkes as well.
Now, do a lot of individuals get together to take part in the Relay for Life event, or is it always teams or both? How does that work?
So it is truly a little bit of both. We don't have any requirements when it comes to having a team. There's not a certain number of team members that are required to be involved. But then we also have people that come out as individuals, survivors, and walk at Relay for Life as well. So you can, again, be a survivor and sign up as an individual. You can just be someone who cares about the fight against cancer and sign up as an individual participant, or come out and join us. And then in addition to that, we have teams that kind of span all areas of the community. So no real restrictions when it comes to forming a team.
All right. And again, if you wanted to sign up, you can do that through the website or the Facebook.
Yes,
either one.
Yes. And we don't have a registration fee or anything like that. My contact information is also on our website.
All right.
If anybody has questions.
Now, Arnold, when we were first talking about this, you brought up the survivors dinner. So talk to us, what is that exactly?
Well, it's a get together for those people who have survived cancer to this point. We will have a dinner at the Stone Center on Tuesday, May the 24th. Reservations can be made for that at 336-203-1529. We go through the process for opening remarks. Danielle will be speaking on behalf of the American Cancer Society. We have the Cherry Grove Baptist Church Choir that will be there for four or five songs. That choir raises the roof.
I was trying to say, that's a big choir.
Yeah. And, you know, there may be one of the ladies that will walk out onto the stage area. And she may be holding a six-month-old child in her hands, you know. So, and our speaker this year is Karen Hill, who's retired from the Wilkes County school system. She had breast cancer 3 years ago, and her comments are just going to be something else. We usually, towards the end, play a video on the big screen as in memory of those who lost their life to cancer. And a closing prayer, we start at 6 o'clock with the buffet open at 5:30. And we try to get everybody out by 7:30. It's an emotional event.
And again, this comes up May 24th on a Tuesday at the Stone Center.
Right, right.
Okay, and if you wanted information on that, if you wanted to attend that, you can call 336-203-1529. Did I get that number right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they need to make their reservations by May the 10th.
By May the 10th. Okay. All right, so if you wanted to attend that. And I'm sure that's normally well attended.
Yeah, we've had up to 225 people there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So a big event there for that. And, again, that's the Survivor's Dinner, and that's coming up this month. But, Danielle, the actual Relay for Life event is not until June.
Yeah, Friday, June 3rd.
All right. And I guess a lot of folks throughout the year do fundraisers. I know that we get information here at the station. They want us to announce where they are doing. A Relay for Life team is maybe doing a bake sale or a yard sale or some kind of event to raise money, and then they bring that all together at the Relay for Life event. And is this usually an all-night event?
Historically, Relay for Life used to be an overnight event, just to symbolize that battle with cancer and kind of the dawn of a new day, and a lot of great, wonderful symbolism there. But as we've, we've kind of adapted to the changes of the world, communities weren't quite as into staying up all night. And so we've decided to instead focus on having the most kind of fun, energetic, exciting event and just make it on a shorter time frame. So that event on Friday, June 3rd, will start at 6 and we'll wrap up by 11 p.m. that evening.
And we've made a lot of great advances through the years when it comes to cancer treatment and detection and different things. And I'm sure a lot of this is because of the funds that have been raised through the years through Relay for Life events.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we do intentionally focus a lot of our funding on cancer research. And you're exactly right. We know that cancer is, each type of cancer is almost its own, it is its own disease. It's got its own treatment and prevention measures. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. A lot of the funds that are raised through Relay for Life really are kind of the fueling that fire in addition, in finding those additional treatments. And now, when someone gets diagnosed with cancer, there might be options. It might not just be, hey, this is, all that you can do, and we're going to fight this thing as hard as we can. There may be multiple options. And if one treatment starts working, the idea is for there to be another one right there behind that one on the list. And so that's all of that is, being made possible through events and organizations like ours.
All right. And again, if they wanted to find out more information, give us the website and the Facebook again.
Absolutely. That's relayforlife.org/WilksNC. And then on Facebook, you can find us at Relay for Life of Wilkes.
All right. And Arnold Lakey, that Survivor's Dinner is coming up on May 24th, so that's in just about 3 weeks from today. But they need to make reservations by the 10th, which is 1 week from today.
Right, that's correct. That's so we can know how much food to folks to prepare.
So everybody can eat when they get there.
That's right.
All right, and again, the number to call for the Survivor's Dinner for reservations is 336-203-1529. And you need to let them know by a week from today, Tuesday, May 10th. All right. Danielle Sowell and Arnold Lakey, thank you so much. Have we forgotten anything? Is there something else we need to mention before we leave today?
I don't think so. Just a reminder that Relay for Life is a celebration of all cancer types. So, whether you're a survivor, have been recently diagnosed, or if you're a survivor of 20, 30 plus years, we'd love to have you join us either at the dinner or Relay for Life. And all cancer types, all lengths of time, everyone's welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys, this has been Focus on the Foothills. My thanks to my guests, Danielle and Arnold. And I keep these dates in mind. Coming up on the 24th of this month is the Survivor's Dinner. And then on Friday night, June 3rd, is the Relay for Life event at Rotary Park. All right. For Focus on the Foothills, my name is Angela. Coming up, more music on the way next.